el sistema.
In a broader sense, it's the national system for child and youth orchestras and choirs. Playing and fighting are also the words engraved in the banner color badges that our children wear in all their concerts. Let's take a look at a few numbers.
Son 350,000 niños,
350,000 children, youths, and adults directly covered by the program across Venezuela. 353 nuclei and modules, 346 free child and youth orchestras, 342 child and youth choirs, 365 chamber orchestras across the national territory, in cities, in distant villages, in islands, in mountains, in the Amazon, in the plains, in the borders, in indigenous communities, in neighborhoods. Venezuela today is filled with orchestras. Beyond the numbers, there's an underlying work of 37 uninterrupted years with a deep social orientation, a program directed to all and for all, but giving priority to the most vulnerable sectors of our society. Many different programs are conducted within the system. Let me just point out some of the a few of the most important ones. The Special Education Program. It started off in 1995, and it has captured children, youths, and adults with visual, auditive, moving disabilities, autism, and Down syndrome. Currently, over 2,000 children belong or are covered by the program in 27 cities in the country. This is the pioneer team of the special education system. This is the White Hand Choir. And the Academic Penitentiary Symphony Orchestra program is a social program applied to prisons and conceived for both men and women deprived of their freedom, and which are integrated back to society through the practice and enjoyment of music, therefore obtaining a new personality and reinforcing their self-esteem, contributing to with their own effort to their reintegration back to society. In this image, we see the orchestra of the Yari Penitentiary Plant. It is important for us to point out that one of the most important and difficult areas in opening this is teaching string instruments to adults. We didn't have any experience in this, and a very interesting thing happened. Academic centers of instrument building. Many of these were founded in 1982 to train professionals in the manufacturing, maintenance, and repair of symphonic and popular musical instruments. There are 20 offices of this program, which is very important for us because they take care of maintaining all these instruments used in all these orchestras in the system. There is no contradiction between musical quality or quantity in the system. Excellence is present in all stages of musical education and in all programs. The system has an integrated academic structure that supports its participants, allowing them to develop their musical skills to the maximum. We train students not only from Venezuela, but from the rest of Latin America with the highest performance standards, and we coordinate exchanges with international conductors and soloists. In our images here, we see 6 Latin American academies.
los centros de formación.
Now let's talk about education centers.
Dotar de estructuras modernas,
providing modern and functional structures to support the different social and artistic initiatives developed by the system is a fundamental priority. The social action for music, or the Center for Social Action in Favor of Music, started off in 1979. Over 100 different locations in different areas for music teaching, rehearsal rooms, concert halls, theaters, chamber music rooms, workshops for manufacturing instruments, recording booths, etc. And the headquarters of the Simón Bolívar Orchestra. And six more centers will be built in the oncoming years in other cities across the country. The Montalban Child Academic Center, which I founded, is the most advanced child learning facility, including children starting at age 2, where research programs applied to music learning are applied since a very early age. The Simón Bolívar Music Conservatory is the ruler of music training in the Venezuelan system, with a system adapted to the new academic realities. So far, I've given you a few brush strokes on the muscle and skeleton of the program, but the image would not be complete without speaking of its creator and founder, Maestro José Antonio Abreu. Total faith in our youth allowed Maestro José Antonio to develop the most transcendent artistic program in Venezuela and Latin America, and a model for inspiration for over 40 countries that are now adopting his vision. José Antonio Abreu started off an endless crusade to save children from material and spiritual poverty in my country and the world, a tireless fighter for the democratization and massification of art, and for the recognition or recognized as a priority program in the country and abroad as a moral support for Venezuelans in the country and abroad. And one of the many rehearsals we had with him, I remember him saying something that at the time we could not understand. This was back in 1975, and I would like to quote what he said. The mission of art must transcend aesthetic values. Art has to be the driver for training, rescuing, and including citizens, whatever their social, educational, or economic level. That's the macro vision that has guided the system actions throughout these 37 years. Well, so far, like I said, this is just a few brush strokes on the system. Let me now go deeper into one specific aspect, the National Child Symphonic Orchestra. I hope this is as exciting for you as it is for me. It took 4,000 auditions to pick 357 children playing in that orchestra you just saw. Well, you have no idea how much work was involved in all these auditions within the system for creating this orchestra. 4,000 auditions that year, 2,000 the year before. The National Child Symphonic Orchestra was originally, like I said, the idea of José Antonio Abreu in 1975, and at the time, it was a demonstration of 20 years of experience in the methodology of the system applied to music training, particularly to children ages 7 to 15. The Venezuela National Child Symphonic Orchestra created a new education system. In 1995, the National Child Symphonic Orchestra finally had their international debut in the UN Hall of New York. And that's where the spectacular tour of children playing Tchaikovsky, Bach, Rossini, and Verdi started. The members of this child orchestra actually didn't sit on their chairs. They would climb on them with their little feet dangling from there to fill the most demanding concert halls with excitement. Perhaps I could mention the Amazonas Theater in Manaus, the Fine Arts Palace in Mexico, the Villalobos Hall of the National Theater, the UNESCO Hall in Paris, the Giuseppe Verdi Hall in Milan, Giuseppe Verdi Theater in Naples, the City Hall Fuji Theater, and the Philharmonic Hall of the Philharmonic Orchestra of Berlin. And this was their first concertino, Gustavo Dudamel. He was actually a concertino in our orchestra, and then it's a titular conductor that sent the orchestra into international protagonism. The Youth Symphonic Orchestra of Venezuela was the last stage in the learning program of the two most important stars in our system. Our young conductor and the youth, the Simón Bolívar Youth Symphonic Orchestra. We have seen them at the PROMS concerts. It is very important for us in Venezuela to understand that social development and artistic development go hand in hand. This is a very important conviction for us. We firmly believe that people's lives can change. We believe that we can create citizens, and we believe in the power of music to succeed in this effort. And we believe that orchestras and choirs are the ideal environment to develop this learning process. So we have applied it, and we know what we're saying. The world has acknowledged Venezuela's work. Today, we face the challenge of multiplying this program into half a million children, short term, and midterm, in 10 years, to 1 million children across the country. In Venezuela, art, particularly music, is a citizen's right. So it shouldn't come as a surprise to see these results we're obtaining in all different fronts. And let me finish by paraphrasing Maestro José Antonio Abreu. From the bottom of our heart, we expect to devote the rest of our existence to the dream of a new musical art, which goes beyond its aesthetic dimension and shines as the glorious symbol of sublime human development and the rebirth of a moral awareness, a temple of beauty and truth, and a paradise of love and hope for all children in the world. These were his words when he received the Polar Award. Thank you very much.